When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She does a phenomenal job of covering the Browns for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. She's Miss Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. We are well. Thank you very much. How about you?
I am still recovering from Vegas and the red eye a little bit, but other than that, I am fine.
Very good. So I watched Detroit last night. A lot of us watched Detroit last night. I saw playmakers all over the field. I saw creative play design. I saw interesting play calling. I saw wide receivers make a big impact, even though your quarterback threw only 18 passes. He completed all of them. And your running backs, there were two of them that were who were better, I think, than anybody the Browns have until Nick Chubb comes back. What can the Browns take from something like that?
Well, I think that the Browns have help on the way, and that's going to make a huge difference in what happens going forward. Jed Wills should be coming back this week. Jack Conklin might even be able to come back this week. Who knows about Ethan Posick? He's only day-to-day. Maybe he will be back. It really hurt them to lose Ethan in the middle of that game when they were already down Wyatt Teller, and they are challenged at the tackle positions right now. Juwan Jones, for whatever reason, hasn't been himself yet. They're working with him. They expect better play out of him. His teammates are holding him accountable. He's working to get better. But right now it just hasn't been there for him for one reason or another. So I think that it's going to get better when David Njoku comes back. I think Jerome Ford actually ran really hard in that game. He averaged 5.8 yards per carry. So I think it's all going to look better. I think the encouraging thing out of this game was the play of Deshaun Watson. And people don't talk about it enough when he plays well. He played really well in that game. In fact, he graded out higher than any other offensive player on the football team. And he does deserve credit for going out there with a makeshift offensive line, with a lot of adversity in that game, with not that much help in that game, and having them in position to be able to win at the end.
But unfortunately, the last 2 weeks in a row, they haven't been able to. I see the frustration, and I can hear the frustration in the fans' voice. What's it going to take for them to be able to get over? Is this just a matter of health? Is this, you know, where they are? And then my other question for you, too, is about Nick Chubb. And how long do you think it's going to take for Nick to come back in?
Well, the whole key for Nick is to see how he comes through these practices. And if he's ready to go on to that 53-man roster anytime within the next 21 days, he will be up and he will be available for those games. So he's got to be able to show that he can handle it and that he feels okay and that he doesn't have any setbacks. And if that's the case, and nobody's expecting him to have any setbacks, if that's the case, then he should be out there sometime over these next 3 weeks playing in a game. Now, people are going to have to temper their enthusiasm just a slight bit and make sure that they're not expecting 120 yards from Nick the very first time out. I'm sure he will be eased into things a little bit. They have to be a little bit careful with him, but they would have a good 1-2 punch with Nick and Jerome, and then also actually a 1-2-3 punch with Dante Foreman. So the running game should be getting better. I think it will also get better when they have a better offensive line in front of them. But I think there are some encouraging signs. I also understand the frustration, but if your quarterback is doing well, that's a really, really good place to start in getting things turned around.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, where you can read all of our coverage of the Browns. We're talking wide receivers. Mary Kay, it's our favorite subject. You and I have talked about it forever. I think Jerry Jeudy has shown that, okay, he could be a really nice piece for this offense, and he's under contract for a while. Amari Cooper is not, neither is Elijah Moore, both up after this year. I got to think Elijah has more in his game than he's been allowed to show here. What do you think is holding that back?
I don't know. It's a good question. He caught the one target that he had in this past game. It does seem a bit odd that he did only get one target. especially because for whatever reason right now, Amari Cooper is inconsistent, is probably the best way to describe it. He came back and had that good game last week, but in this particular game, he did some really good things, but he did some things that weren't as good, including the pass over the middle that hit him right in the chest and popped up and was picked off. And, you know, we know what happened after that. So with not having David Njoku right now and with Amari Cooper not in peak form at this moment, they do need to get the ball to some other people. They do need to find some completions. And Elijah is probably one place where they can do that. So we'll have to see what happens going forward. But as I mentioned before, just having David Njoku back in the lineup is going to help tremendously.
Mary Kay, they don't seem in any hurry, and I know he had one big chance to make one big play and he didn't do it. They don't seem to be there's no urgency to get Cedric Tillman into this offense at all. Is Kadarius Toney any kind of a playmaking option for this team, or is he just somebody sitting on the practice squad right now?
Well, they will reevaluate this week to week, see how he's doing, see if he's ready to get out there and get some playing time. Maybe he starts out in the return realm. But I will say this, they could use that speed. They need some speed on the field. I think they really do. You could see that the Raiders took advantage of the speed that they had and hurt the Browns with their speed. And the Browns need to do a little bit more of that. So Kadarius Toney would help in that regard. Why not dust him off and throw him out there and see what he can do? So we'll have to see what practice looks like this week to the extent that we can. But I really do believe that help is on the way, not just, again, at tight end, but on the offensive line, perhaps at receiver, some at running back. And if they can just hang in there and not fall too far behind, I think you're going to see some good offensive football in November.
What was the real impact of Alex Van Pelt and Bill Callahan as we watch this now with changes at both of those? How do we, like, I'm trying to figure.
That's interesting, Andy.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, how much impact did they have, and is the problems we're having now transitional and it's going to correct itself, or were those guys just good, so good for what they needed right now with Kevin that they were able to have success?
Well, certainly you're going to miss a Bill Callahan, a Hall of Fame coach at his position. You're going to miss him. He brings out the best in everybody, and he was really hard on those guys, really, really hard on those offensive linemen, including a guy like DeJuan Jones. But he flourished under Bill Callahan. So maybe DeJuan needs a firmer hand right now. I know the players are trying to bring it in that regard. We saw that in this past game with Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston, holding him accountable and asking him to raise the bar and live up to the standard that they have set on this football team right now. And so he really hasn't been himself. Of course, he's been coming off some injuries and struggling through those a little bit, but he needs to elevate his game, and I think that's been a very strong, clear message. So they do miss Bill Callahan, and they're going to have to find a way around that. As far as Alex Van Pelt, I think the offense as a whole, it's just a new offense, and it just hasn't come together yet. And unfortunately for them, that also coincided with a bunch of injuries and other things, and it hasn't looked good, and it's resulted in a 1-3 record at this point. But hopefully for them, they can get some of these guys back and have the offense start to gel a little bit and be in better position in a couple of weeks.
Mary Kay Cabot's joining us. Going into the game against the Raiders, no Davante Adams, and Gardner Minshew is their quarterback. So it's not like you have Tom Brady and you're missing, you know, a terrific wide receiver. You had the worst run offense in the NFL. I would think the Browns thought they might try to run the ball without Davante Adams there, and the Raiders go for over 150 yards rushing, Mary Kay, and they were dead last in the league going into the game. Problem for the Browns, or is that a blip on the radar screen that is not a major concern, run defense?
Well, I do think it's a concern. They sprung a leak in run defense, and I think you could see why. They just weren't tackling well, and that's something that you have to dig deep and find it within you to be able to use your speed and use your tackling ability and be willing to just go the extra mile in that regard and want it more and play with your hair on fire. That tackling is more of a want-to thing, I think. They can find that within themselves this week, and the defense is going to have to challenge itself. They're going to have to look at that film. They're going to have to take a hard look at it. Maybe they're going to have to change some things up personnel-wise. We saw Jordan Hicks go out that game. That didn't help. He's one of their best defensive players, one of their best tacklers this season. So maybe they'll get him back this week, and that should really help them. But unfortunate that the defense faltered in that regard when the offense just wasn't going well.
Mary Kay, let's just talk about Deshaun for a second. Just your thoughts on his growth process for this year and where he is, you know, from surgery to where he is today and where you think he might be going.
Well, I think he's coming back. I think that game was one of the better games that I've seen him play since he's been here. Maybe just play for play, possibly even the best. He made some of the best passes and some of the best plays and some of the best moves that I've seen him make. He graded out well. And I just think that if he continues to play like that, they're going to win some football games if he gets the help around him that he needs. We've talked about, you know, even last night watching receivers make plays. That's what you have to have. He's been out there without David Njoku and without Amari Cooper at peak form in these first four games of the season. Amari had the one good game, but he just hasn't necessarily been himself. And then Jerry's been pretty good, and they've been trying to get the ball more to him, so that's encouraging, and that bodes well for the future. But I think Deshaun really showed some things in this past game. I don't think people can really blame this loss on Deshaun, and anybody who rewatches the film or who watched that game closely enough can see that Deshaun did some really good things.
I agree with you, Mary Kay. I thought he was better, and I wonder, are there any changes personnel-wise that you look at, especially on the offensive side of the ball? Anything that you think personnel-wise this is a change they should make, or is it just let's take what we have here? And personnel-wise, I mean mainly guys on the roster who should be playing and maybe aren't playing right now or vice versa. Anything you would do there rather not thinking going out and bringing somebody else in?
Well, yeah, right now, I mean, you need your playmakers to be making plays for you. So just getting David Njoku back on the field is going to be huge in so many ways. I think some of the end of those games, if you look out there and you see David in the end zone, or if you're going to draw the play up differently for David Njoku than you might for someone else. You might have gone to him on that 4th-and-3 play as the designed first option in your progression, perhaps. Because that's the kind of player that he is. That's the kind of mismatches he creates. So I think just having him back is going to be huge. And then who knows, maybe the offensive line, maybe you'll see a change here or there. Maybe Jack Conklin, if he's healthy, will be back in his spot at right tackle. And maybe DeJuan Jones will have a little bit of time to heal up a little bit more. Maybe Jed will be back at left tackle. I think that will help tremendously. And then if you can get Ethan back, then I think you're back in business up front, and that's going to help everyone.
Thank you. Good to have you with us. You looking forward to seeing Jaden Daniels?
I really am. My goodness, you know, every year you have a surprise player that just really exceeds everyone's expectations, and that's what's going on with him, and it's going to be a huge challenge for the Browns this week in Washington.
Thanks, Mary Kay. Look forward to your coverage.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, PlainDealerCleveland.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Heard what Mary Kay said about a couple of things there. Reaction to her comments, and our thoughts on the offense. What would you tweak? What might you change? Would you do anything? Would you just polish it up? Clearly, the Browns have some work to do on that side of the football. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. About the offense, before Mary Kay joined us, we asked her, okay, what can work here? Because let's be honest, it's looked out of sync. The results aren't there in four games. Point totals of 15, 16, 17, and 18 points for the Browns. Six of those points scored by Rodney McLeod, who was in studio here with the morning guys earlier today. So the offense isn't even producing, you know, completely everything because they lost 20-16 and the defense came up with some the other day. Mary Kay had a couple of thoughts. What might help this offense? Mary Kay Cabot.
I think that the Browns have help on the way, and that's going to make a huge, huge difference in what happens going forward. Jed Wills should be coming back this week. Jack Conklin might even be able to come back this week. Who knows about Ethan Posick? He's only day-to-day. Maybe he will be back. It really hurt them to lose Ethan in the middle of that game when they were already down Wyatt Teller, and they are challenged at the tackle positions right now. Juwan Jones, for whatever reason, hasn't been himself yet. They're working with him. They expect better play out of him. His teammates are holding him accountable. He's working to get better, but right now it just hasn't been there for him for one reason or another. So I think that it's going to get better when David Njoku comes back.
I think those are all valid points, and that's one. It's one thing, Andy, to me that's been challenging about this start of the season for the Browns. As much as the offense has not worked real well, and they're second to last right now in yards per game in the NFL. The only team that's worse than the New England Patriots. So the Browns are 31st in yards per game. I mean, that's clearly not what you're looking for. And you know, points per game, they're not much better. They're in the bottom layer there. But everything about this goes back to, in my estimation, you can always say, and I know other teams overcome this, but there have been huge issues on the offensive line injury-wise. And I think until those get cleared up, Andy, there's always going to be the doubt in my mind that, okay, is this because the offensive line is having such issues with injuries?
Yeah, we're just not a football team right now. Let's not paint a picture that isn't real. Our offense is disjointed and they suck. Bottom line, they're not very good. Why? Because they're not a team. They're not.
Because there's no continuity.
Yeah, there's no continuity on the offensive line. Your tight end is not available right now because he's hurt. I hope he's back this week. We're all sitting here praying that our star-studded running back and Nick Chubb is going to be able to come back in the next 21 days. They're not a football team right now. They're not. And until they have some kind of continuity and the guys on the line can look to the right or look to the left, depending on where you're playing, and say, okay, I know who's next to me. I know how long we're going to have to do this. We know that when Deshaun hangs on to the football, we're going to get in trouble because we still need to build that continuity, that we're not going to be a football team right now. Our defense is okay. I'm not crushing our defense. I wish they would have given up a little bit less points last week, but that's still, you know, at least they scored. They gave the offense a chance to win the game at the end, and the offense didn't do it. Why? Because we're not really a football team on offense right now. We are a number of men that are standing out there wearing Browns uniforms that I don't even know if these guys know each other's names sometimes.
I'll bet they do.
It's very, very frustrating.
They all went to the Greenbrier.
Well, that is true. I take it back. They went to the Greenbrier. They all know each other.
They had name tags at the Greenbrier.
The bottom line is our offense sucks right now. Let's not sugarcoat it. It's not good. And I think Mary Kay is right that once things come back together here and you can get all the pieces. My problem is it going to be too late? Is it going to be too late? I want Deshaun Watson to step up and take responsibility and say, this is what we're going to do. I thought it was a step forward on Sunday when he kind of did that. But, I mean, we took a sack on the last play of the game and we had a chance to win. How pathetic is that? We took a sack on the last play of the game when we had a chance to win. What football team does that? It's time these guys wake up. We're all there. We're all watching. We're all investing. We love this team. But, man, step up.
Ron's in East Cleveland. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Before I say my point, when you was with Campy Russ on the Cavs, you listened to the fans and whatever. It seemed like it changed a little bit to me. But don't comment. Let me hear my point.
We didn't have fans on that show.
Okay, Ron. Okay. You didn't have fans for the Cavs. I'm sorry. Okay. But
that's all right.
This show is called The Fan. So, okay, I noticed that you took Mary Kay up, what needs to be changed, and so forth and so on. Let the fans say some things sometime.
That's what we're doing, right?
Nobody
we did that
more
the whole last segment.
I listen to the station. I listen to our station 24/7. I listen to us all the time. And the night show does, Jonathan, but nobody lets the fans talk more than we do. I'm sorry, okay, Ron. Don't even go down that road. So okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out, please.
All right.
Okay.
That's why we put you on the air, Ron.
Yeah.
If you guys are watching what the fans are watching, nobody is blaming Kevin Stefanski at all. I've listened to your broadcast since you started. Kevin Stefanski's name maybe been mentioned one time. Stefanski. Nobody mentions. Did y'all see the tackling? Oh, my God. Even Hicks got hurt because of his tackling was bad. It was a gentleman on the special teams that did the perfect tackle. He wrapped, and he stuck his head in there, and he put the guy on the ground. He didn't stand over him and congratulate himself. I want to see that guy on the field. That was tackling. He showed me tackling. But, again, why everybody talking about Watson. Watson is doing a hell of a good job considering his hand that he's dealt. You know, why nobody won't blame Stefanski?
Ron, I'll blame Stefanski. I'll blame them all. Your quarterback took a sack on the last play of the game when you had a chance to win. Is that good? Is that good, Ron? You sound like you know football. Is that good?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. What? Do you know it? What position did you play?
Tight end. You want to keep talking? I play defensive end, too. You want to keep going, Ron? We'll keep going. I'll go round and round. Come on, man. You're better than that. See you later. Peace.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bye.
Ooh. I thought I was leading the show today. Suddenly, Ron got hung up on. That's a beautiful thing. Easy over there, bud. It's just a radio show. We're just having fun. By the way, Deshaun's also the guy who took the sack when he wasn't supposed to take the sack. Or threw the incomplete pass. Remember the previous game?
Yeah, look, I want him to be a good quarterback. But
me too.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and have people say, we don't let people talk. Are you? That's insane. It's insane.
Terry, we're going to let you talk.
Oh, boy, I get to talk?
You get to talk.
Well, you know, guys, the fans are obviously upset.
Do you have a brother in Kent?
Do I have a brother in Kent?
Yes.
No, I know of.
Okay.
But, hey, maybe they could use some of the golden flashes on the ground. Well, maybe not. Anyway.
Wait, Terry, why are you suddenly talking about Kent State?
He asked me if I was in Kent.
Okay.
Go ahead, Terry.
I just want to say that, Andy, I agree with your assessment of the situation, not necessarily what Mary Kay has to say when she comes on as Gretchen Sunshine. Oh, Deshaun played really well. Well, maybe he did comparatively to before he got hurt. I'm not sure. But, Andy, you said, how does this happen? Why are they like – why are the Browns like the way they are today when last year – a guy came from off the couch. Well, we know why. The fans know that, you know, Flacco himself just said the Browns didn't even offer him a damn contract for what he did for them.
That's because they wanted Jameis Winston instead. I can't argue with that.
They wanted Jameis Winston, but they had to reality in front of them, the Flacco's capability. And he said that Sunday. They didn't offer him a contract. Now, how stupid can Haslam and Barry be?
Because they think Jameis is better. That's why.
Oh, we don't know that, do we?
Neither do you, Terry.
Well, he just said we don't.
Has he replaced Deshaun yet?
No, he's not going to either.
Neither would Joe Flacco.
No, we wouldn't have seen Flacco yet either. What we would have seen is a hostile and angry environment at our stadium if Flacco was there and
For no apparent reason.
If Deshaun was struggling or the offense was struggling, whether it's on Deshaun or not. Please don't get me wrong. I want Deshaun Watson to succeed. There are a lot of reasons why we want that to happen, but it just doesn't seem like it's happening. His record wasn't bad.
Terry, thank you.
Record isn't what I want to argue because we can sit here and talk about how his record was pretty good last year.
Tell Frank we said hi.
Yeah.
Brian.
There's no way that's not Frank.
That's Frank and Kent. Brian's in Florida. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
I want to offer a different perspective from the defeatism and all the negativity. I get it. I've been a Browns fan my whole life, but I look at a couple things. The Jaguars in 2022 got off to a 3-7 start, won 6 of their last 7 games, including a playoff game. And vice versa, that is the Eagles last year, I think were 9 or 10-1, lost 6 of their last 7, and that team blew up. So the moral of the story there is it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We all know these guys are not getting the preseason reps. These are not our Charlie Fry era Browns, okay? There's a lot of talent on this team. There is a lot of guys hurt. And to Mary Kay's point, I agree. This offense, the drop-off from the tight end position, from even the running back position, if we can get Hines back, the dynamic aspect of getting a speed guy back there to go with, a hopefully healed Nick Chubb, and then Ford, we have options. I think that getting these guys back, plus the other guys like Thornhill, who we're not even talking about, who potentially are coming off IR soon, or Maurice Hurst, I think it's going to give our defense and offense a big boost. The other point is Watson. What we don't realize in Cleveland is Watson, and I think he even said this himself, historically he has always gotten off to a slow start, and he ramps up from there. We didn't see that because in 2022 he didn't start until week 12. There was no upward trajectory. The season ended. And in 2023, just as he was getting hot, he's out for the season and banged up and then done. So we see the trajectory. We saw it this week in the QBR. It's the last couple weeks. I'm very positive that he's going to only get better as the season goes on. And last but not least, the rest of our division, it's not like they're a bunch of barn burners. We know Baltimore's good, but everybody got off to a slow start. It's there for the taking. We just need a little momentum. Everybody remain positive, and I think good things are going to happen in the next few weeks.
All right. Well, I'll remind you, and to add fuel to his fire, I'll give you the 2018 Houston Texans that started the season 0-3, and they made the playoffs. So that was with Deshaun as the starting quarterback. So
okay. I'll give you something that'll make you cringe a little later on about starting 1-3. You won't like that very much. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us right here. It's Baskin and Phelps, and by golly, we're just here to help today. If you think we insult each other on the air for fun, you ought to hear it between the breaks.
Yeah, Dan had a very miserable break, I can tell you that.
He did, really. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. I'm usually a decent enough guy. He's Andy Baskin. He's usually a decent enough guy.
Depends on the day.
You're both awful.
And this is Dan Menigan, who thinks we both stink.
Insufferable is the word I would use.
That's fair.
Dan just said, I said something to him. I'm gonna go ahead and throw him into the bus. And
go for it.
Dan said, run your own damn show. Just get me to 242 so I can go watch baseball. And ladies and gentlemen, at 1:59, we'll look at each other and say, and that's a show.
And see you
in
later.
In honor of our friend Chris. Dominic is in East Rochester. Hello, Dominic.
What's up, Dominic?
Hi, guys. You know, I didn't call yesterday because I just didn't know what I was feeling yesterday. I didn't know if I was angry, if I was upset, if I was disgusted. I just didn't know.
Did you figure it out, Dominic? What are you?
I'm embarrassed.
I like that. Good adjective.
I am embarrassed to be a Browns fan right now. I am. You know, and I've never changed teams. I don't intend to change teams, but they're really, really testing me. Do you know how difficult it is to hear you say, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but to hear you say we are not a football team? You know how hard that is on the ears that we are not a football team? And, you know, I know that everybody's been saying that Watson played better, okay? Well, that may be, because maybe he couldn't play any worse. But for nothing else, of course, I think you mentioned it yesterday. When we missed the extra point, you knew that it was going to be trouble, right? When you said that.
Well, you knew you're going to be chasing.
You're chasing a point, yeah.
You're going to be chasing a point. Okay. Now, the thing with Watson is, as the quarterback, did we have three opportunities yet in that game to score a touchdown? Am I right about that? Three, not one, not two, but three chances.
In the fourth quarter to try and win the game? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
back-to-back weeks.
I'm sorry. I hate to put a price tag on it. No, not really, because I'm going to put a price tag on it.
Go ahead, Dominic.
For $240 million, I want more.
30.
Really, for $240 million, you know, give me a little more.
30.
I know the ball. I don't know what's wrong with Cooper. I don't know what planet Cooper's on. That's a whole other ball game. But, you know, I don't care. You know, Watson, listen, get it done. They were playing a team that stinks. Stinks.
Without its two best players, Dominic.
Washington. Well, I understand.
But no, I don't mean the Browns. The Raiders didn't have their two best players.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They didn't have their two best players. So, you know, again, the only word that I can come up with right now is just, you know, I'm embarrassed. And this is supposed to be entertainment, right? And it's just not entertaining. It's not entertaining at all. It's torture.
Dominic, thank you very much. Chuck's in a car driving around town.
Chuck, how are you?
Hopefully,
my
Chuck's entertained.
How'd you know that I was driving around town?
We're all knowing.
And it says Chuck in a car.
You told Hody?
Yeah.
So I want to talk to Jeff because I'm afraid of Andy right now.
That's okay. I'm okay.
Welcome to our life, Chuck.
I had a commercial break to simmer down.
I totally agree. I mean, how do you take us back on that last play? He looked left for Cooper and didn't look anywhere else. And I've watched that play a few times, and Judy opened in the middle. Not to mention whoever that tight end is, 88, that was running at a flag, but he would have had Jerry Judy over the middle had he looked. So I'm as disgusted as you are, Andy. Lifetime Browns fan, I feel like we got strapped with the $250 million man. I know, 230.
Thank you, Chuck.
To me. You know, what they're doing with the city, asking people us to fund them a new stadium, those people have a lot of nerve. And I'm kind of disgusted with them right now. That's all I got to say.
Chuck, thank you very much.
I think I was waiting for that phone call.
Were you?
Yeah, I was waiting for one. If the team's playing bad, how is that going to affect where they play in the future? Again, I look
you
at
you don't have a bingo card going today,
no,
do you?
No, I don't have one. I can separate the two because I want more than 15 events in a building.
Right.
It doesn't matter who's playing in it.
All right, good. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Hello, Cool Ray.
What's up, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's time to get real and real fun. Right?
Get real.
Let's do it.
So, let's get real. Let's stop talking about how much Deshaun Watson made compared to what's going on here, because everybody keep dancing around it. Like, I've been saying it for years, and I've been right for years. This is not a player issue. This is a coaching issue. When you're talking about we don't look like a football team, we're talking about this team is not ready. We're talking about all these things. They're not coming in. They look unmotivated. They look like we lost the team. This is all coaching. Now, yes, can Deshaun Watson play better? But people, that if Deshaun Watson went to a different team, he'd be the same guy under a different system looking better. Look at Baker Mayfield. Just look at Baker Mayfield. Same coach. Same player, right? Different coach, looking better.
Wait, like much seventh better. Offensive coordinator, though.
Can I also throw out Baker played good football here under Kevin Stefanski?
But not good enough to keep, right?
So not good enough to invest the amount of money in at the time. They thought they wanted an upgrade. I can't disagree with them. And Deshaun Watson in Houston is an upgrade over what we saw from Baker.
And let me throw one other thing at you, Cool Ray, because you know I mean I like Baker Mayfield, but in the end, Baker was the one that told the Browns he didn't want to be here. Remember, Deshaun said he wasn't coming.
Valid point.
And then Baker said, "I don't want to be here anymore." So that's kind of You know.
So my thing is this: Do Browns fans understand this? If the Browns go 51%, that puts them at 7-6. We're out the playoffs. Right now, at 7-6, we're out of the playoffs.
You mean the rest of the way?
The rest of the way. If the Browns go 51%, because we got 13 games left, correct? So 7-6, we're still out the playoffs. That puts us at 8-9.
Joe, let me give you a stat. Cool, Ray, you ready? Since 1966, and this is according to ESPN, 403 NFL teams have started the season with 3 losses in their first 4 games. In other words, 1-3, like the Browns are right now. Mm-hmm. Of those 403 teams, 25 of them made the playoffs.
And can we say back in the day when football was football and it was harder, you know, and people were getting hard.
We got more soft injuries right now,
non-contact lower injuries than we've ever had. So we're not guaranteed from 1 week to next week who's going to really play. So when I say this is a coaching issue, this is a coaching issue.
Let me ask you one tiny question. If they only played one quarter of football, right, and they only played the first quarter, and you turn the TV off, would you think it was coaching then? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because for some reason, they can execute, and they don't play 4 quarters. That's the problem. Like, I think there's coaching there. It's hard for me to argue and say there isn't coaching there in the first quarter. Those first drives are well executed. I mean, they look awesome. Why? Again, I ask you.
So, Andy,
what's wrong with this team if they can't play 4 quarters?
What you're telling me is Paul DePodesta can really put together an opening drive?
No, it's straight AI. It's straight AI. I think what they're doing now is they're just putting predicted plays into AI, and whatever AI spits out, they're doing. Is that what it is?
So Kevin Stefanski's calling a play, and you just have Hal from 2001 going, I can't let you do
that,
Kevin.
No, it's the crazy generic voice that I hear on all these Instagram reads. You know, the guy that talks like this, and he says the Cleveland Browns record in 1966 was 9-5, which was their worst record, and it tries to do inflection when it shouldn't. In 62. The only reason I was looking that up, Jeff, is because you were talking about those percentages. So it didn't matter if it was based on a 14-game season, a 16-game season, or a 17-game season.
Reading the stat. It was 1966, so obviously, you know, they weren't playing 17-game seasons.
No, but I think the percentage-wise, I thought I read yesterday 17% is where they're at right now with a 1-3 start. I don't know what that means.
Three teams have started with 3 losses in their first 4 games, according to Espen, and 25 of them made the playoffs. Includes the team that won the Super Bowl, the Patriots, in 2001. They had some things working in their favor, however. Paul is in Eastlake. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning to you, my friend.
Well, I hope I can come on and be a voice of reason and optimism and sanity.
I'm not feeling it so far, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, looking forward, I know that the Browns have a situation that the fans aren't happy with, but there is not to change the subject too much. But look, we got a baseball team ready to go to the playoffs, fans. So
hey, we're going
to
talk about that in a little bit, Paul. You got a Browns thought for us?
Well,
and do you have a brother in Kent?
Or Akron?
Brother in Akron again? No.
Okay.
But the situation with Deshaun will not be fixed, I don't think. It is what it is. And the caller mentioned Deshaun not looking around for receivers. Judy was wide open. I saw that. Maybe from his perspective on the field, he couldn't see it. I don't know.
All right, Paul, thank you very much.
I think they all spin the wheel at Rays.
Andy,
all those callers, they all sound the same.
How do we have multiple guys who call the show and sound like this?
I'm believing it's the same person, though.
I'm not sure.
Even though it was at one point believed to be someone that we work with here at the station.
Pody could actually look at the phone numbers of the people who call and could probably tell us if you were actually paying attention.
Hi, how are you doing? Frank and Kent today.
Check those again, phone numbers moving forward, Hody.
You do realize they can.
They're always
the
under
ID.
Anonymous. Yeah. That's another thing.
It doesn't matter.
2 hours and 40 minutes till baseball starts. Let's go.
And Tom Withers, just 5 minutes away, next on Baskin and Phelps.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.